We really are EP Nikki's parents. You're aware of that, Tanya. We actually have, I don't know how, over the 4 years we've been together, it's evolved to the point where we are.
Yeah, to the point where, for those regular listeners of the show, EP Nikki, 25 almost now, and she's just moved out for the very first time into her very own, very expensive unit that she's struggling to pay for.
Yeah.
yeah. Every day is a struggle.
We're both of us, I remember this, when she was holidaying in Greece and text us saying, I don't know how I'll be able to pay next month's mortgage. We got our heads together and just rolled our eyes, didn't
we? I know.
I do the math every day. I can't figure out where I'm going wrong, but anyway.
Yep. She's living off the Monopoly game on McDonald's. Whenever we get a coffee, if someone gets something free, then we have to punt it to her.
And we are not making that up.
This is all true. Now,
everything we're saying, we swear, is absolutely true.
Now, parents of maybe kids that have recently moved out of home, or you may recall when your child first moved out of home, you may recall stupid questions that they asked you. But then again, no question is stupid if you're in search of the truth.
No, Nick's nailed a stupid one.
Okay.
Yeah.
She came in on Monday and she said, guys, mum and dad, when you have electricity, do you also have to pay for electricity? And we kind of looked at her and scratched our head. I was like, what do you mean?
Mm.
It's like, well, I have electricity on, but then do I have to pay for it?
Yeah, so she's moved into the unit. She's turned the light on. It worked. And she thought, what a bonus.
Well, I know. I get free electricity.
I get free electricity because I didn't do anything to hook it up. Hooray for me.
So we did have to go through the little process of explaining, look, you do need to, it's probably a temporary supply and, you know, you need to actually put the electricity into your name.
Can I chip in here, please?
You can.
And defend myself.
Well, there's really no defence.
Oh, well, there is.
What was hard, though, when you yourself, when we said maybe you want to investigate it, you were looking at electricity sites, you were back on Hello World booking your next overseas holiday.
Yeah, good one coming up in Bali. But anyway, so what happened?
She's not joking, everyone.
Yes, when I came in, electricity was working. I was like, good on you. I was waiting for a bill. I knew I had to pay at some point. But as it's been with this off-the-plan apartment, they just send me stuff to pay and I pay it when I can, occasionally, with a bit of help from you two.
I bet they're happy to hear that.
Absolutely.
But, so I didn't know I had to call and reset it up. Like, I just thought, good on you. Thanks so much.
There's no such thing as a free lunch in this world anymore, Nick.
There really isn't.
You know when you turn your tap on and the water comes out?
Oh, that was another conversation, Steve. You were in the bathroom for that one.
Hey, you wouldn't bring that one up.
Come on, what?
Well, she thought the water rates covered usage as well.
Ah.
So we've had to have that awkward conversation.
Right.
So now, guess what? We've decided not to have 23-minute showers because she realises she's going to have to pay for that.
Look at the hair today. No, she didn't wash that hair last night.
Here's another question for you. I have two questions. Because I'm not asking my real parents because I'm scared they'll think
care.
I'm dumb.
Yeah.
So I'll put on air instead.
Yeah, that's a much safer option.
Okay. Just a general question. How often should you check your letterbox?
Every day.
Every day, you idiot.
All right.
What? Right.
Just a question. Just throwing it out there.
No. Stop. What do you think is right?
I don't know. Once every few days, once a week.
Go every day.
Okay.
All right.
All right, good. Also, when you wash your sheets, should you put them in the dryer or should you dry them out on a hanger?
Oh, no. Well, that's not... No, you see, we'll disagree here.
I like sunshine in my sheets and unicorns in my bed. So...
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I was completely different. Who washes sheets?
It's a big question.
Once every three or four
questions.
Months, wash your sheets.
Considering that you're in a postage stamp, I don't think you've got anywhere unless you string it out around your lounge room. Where are you going to hang them?
I know. I actually did do that over the dining table.
Yeah, no. Put them in the dryer. You'll be fine.
Okay.
We're constantly talking about that life lesson thing that should be introduced to schools.
Oh,
now, when someone of 25 years of age, who we do rank apart from this situation, relatively intelligent, says... When should I get the mail? We are in trouble.
Big time.
People like her could be end up running the car. Actually, that'd still be better than what we've got.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I'm with stupid.
You can even drop yourself in, but we just don't want to feel like the only people that work with EP Nikki.
No. So, John, tell us a stupid story.
I had my daughter go overseas to live in England for a little while, and she hung up and she said, she was living in a terrace house. She said, there's two things dumb over here in England. She said that you have to pay for heat and you have to pay for internet. It just doesn't come through like an outhouse in the air.
Ah! Oh, John!
Oh.
I said, unless you're living in McDonald's, that's going to happen, really.
There would be so many like that.
Oh, my God, that is beautiful. Classic. I love it.
Come on, we knew, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We knew.
Of course we knew.
Okay, just thought I might have forgot.
Brianna.
Hello, how you going?
Good.
Who's your stupid?
Myself, my sister, and my good friend.
Always good when you dob yourself in. What is it?
My fiancé decided to ask us a question on the weekend. He asked us what is heavier, if sand or helium was heavier. If you had 10 kilos of helium, 10 kilos of sand, what's heavier? And all three of us said bloody sand.
Every time.
Oh. Of course it's helium, eh?
Okay, time. I need to ask Brianna a question. If I had a kilo of rocks and a kilo of feathers, which would be heavier?
They're the same.
Yay!
Oh, you've got a
good lesson. Good on you, Brianna. Let's go to Janine here.
I can't wait. Brianna would be rolling that past so many people, wouldn't she?
Hey, Janine, you got Tanya and Steve.
Morning, guys. I think it's pretty cool taking the Mickey out of Nicky. Mickey out of Nicky.
We've only just begun, mate. She's myself. Only just moved in, can you imagine?
Okay, so I'm picking on my sister who doesn't live in the so she doesn't know.
Hey, Janine, sorry. Can you just try moving to the left?
Is it any better?
Yep.
Okay.
It's just a bad line. Sister, there you go. Don't move. Yep.
Okay, I'm not moving. My sister, many years ago, coming up from Sydney, we were going to her tea garden, and back then there was a million koalas. And I said, oh, look, there's a koala in the tree. And she goes, yeah, there's been millions of them all the way along. What are you talking about? She was looking at the big termite mound on the sides of the tree, the trunk, you know, the big black thing.
Oh, God, love her. She should have gone to Specsavers.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll quickly go to Reno here.
Reno!
How you going, guys?
What's yours, mate?
Well, it was on the radio. Yeah, lady was concerned. Her mother was driving home late at the Central Coast a few years ago. She phoned her mother and said, oh, where are you? And she said, oh, I'm driving around. There's a bobcat running around wild in the bush. And she said, what do you mean? She goes, well, it just came on the radio that a bobcat had come off a truck and has landed on the side of the road. She goes, I've been driving around looking for this bobcat, and there's all these men standing around staring at this tractor, and no one seems to be concerned about this bobcat running around the bush, and I can't find it anywhere. She goes, oh, Mum. She said, Mum, the bobcat's the tractor, you silly lady. And there's no... Oh, she goes, oh, I feel like an idiot. I've been driving around for 40 minutes looking for this wild cat, and these men don't even care.
Thanks, Reno.
I thought she was looking for a cat named Bob. Janelle, I've seen a title. I'm curious of this one, Janelle.
Yeah, my daughter actually posted it on Facebook. She said, what's the name of the boat in the movie Titanic?
Janelle, gorgeous.
Oh, thanks, Janelle.
Oh, Jeremy, you lucky last. Wrap it up for us.
No worries.
No. Tell us.
Hello.
Okay, go, Jeremy.
My darling wife, we live on acreage, and you put the wheelie bin on the tow bar and you take it up to the road. She forgot she put it on there, and she drove all the way into town, all the way through town. Everyone's tooting and waving. She saw she was so popular. She's gone in, done what she had to do, and drove all the way home, and then realised she had the wheelie bin on the back of the car.
Oh, my God, I wish I'd seen a photo of that one. That's
come
awesome.
On, Jeremy, what's your wife's name?
Christy.
You win, Christy. You win today's I'm With Stupid.
Thank you.
That's great. Hey, there's so many calls we couldn't take off air. I think there's a lot of stupid people out there or people wanting to get off in.
We all are at some stage.
Absolutely. It's 8:31. Tenure and Steve. Listen up.